Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
These days, finding a true companion, especially one who works, cooks, cleans, and takes care of their partner's children as their own, can seem like an impossible proposition. On today's case, Mr. Vincent says he's done all of those things and a whole lot more with little or nothing to show for it. Now he says it's time for his partner, Ms. Bailey, to value and appreciate him in this relationship, or he will have to move on and find a new one. Let's hear their case.
Court is now in session. The Honorable Judge Starr presiding. Your Honor, this is the case of Vincent versus Bailey.
Thank you very much. Mr. Vincent, at just 27 years old, you have stepped up to become Mr. Mom out of love for who you say was once your dream woman. But you admit that love has now turned into disappointment because of Ms. Bailey's inconsiderate behavior.
Yes, Your Honor.
And Ms. Bailey, you say Mr. Vincent's petty behavior is the real reason you two find yourself in my courtroom today.
Yes, Your Honor.
It started out beautifully, and now it's ending up in divorce court. Mr. Vincent, why are we here today?
Okay, I just feel like my partner is not being the best partner that she could be. She's ruined this relationship with her immature, childish ways, and we basically come to you for a solution because I'm tired of it.
Are you all looking to find a solution so you can stay together, or are you looking to determine whether or not it's time to break up?
Determine whether or not if it's time to break up.
My goodness. Ms. Bailey, what do you say to that?
Well, the reason I'm here today is I feel like I was dragged into this by my boyfriend just off of him being petty and not being able to step up as a man. And I feel overall I'm here for the same reason, to hear on your behalf what you think of our situation. And I'm here for the same reason as far as whether or not we should continue.
You live together, both your children, Ms. Bailey, from a previous relation, as well as the plaintiff's family from a previous relation. So there are some stakes here, meaning children are involved. Mr. Vincent, why don't you take me back to how you met?
I met her in a grocery store that I was working at. Mm-hmm. I was a stocker at the time. Just stocking, it was kind of a busy day. I look up and I see her walking past, and the eye contact, we locked eyes, and she gave me a very warm, welcoming smile. I end up seeing her in the next aisle, which is a snack aisle, and I see her reaching for some snacks. And she grabbed two boxes, so I'm like, "Hey, why don't you save me one?" And she started laughing, and we hit it off. I felt in love with her.
How soon after you met did you start living together?
About a year later.
Okay, so you actually dated during that time.
Yes.
So why don't you take me back to your first memories?
I thought he was very handsome. He is just my type, very tall. He had a beautiful smile. His personality just showed through his smile. I could tell that he was goofy. And then initially when we were in the snack aisle, we got to talk a little bit more, and that showed a little bit more of her personality. So.
And you thought his little corny come on line was fun?
Yeah, a little bit.
I thought so, too.
Yeah.
Absolutely, absolutely. So here's my question. How did it go from something that started in a loving, fun way turn into something that's ugly and distasteful for you?
I felt like I was kind of blind to the fact, because I was so in love with her and fixated on her, that I didn't know that she was literally treating me like a male mom, you know?
Ah. Basically, so it's almost as if she's using you.
Yes. Yes.
What makes you believe that? Since you are being Mr. Mom, give me some example.
She works. She does work full time. So on her days off, it's like she's just always in the bed, sleep all the time, just hibernating. The kids is up active, and here I am cooking them food, taking them to the park, You know, trying to teach them, things that, you know, that she wasn't able to teach them.
Ms. Bailey, what's going on? Why does Mr. Vincent seem to think that he has taken the lion's share of responsibility for raising the children and taking care of the home?
I work full-time, so I'm at home maybe 40, 50% of the time, realistically. And he's at home 80, 90% of the time. And so when it comes to at-home responsibilities, cooking and cleaning, he's at home most of the time.
So here's my question. When he's at home most of the time, is he not working?
Yeah, I have a job. I work part-time. It's not, like she said, it's not full-time. Mm-hmm. She kind of, like, a little bit exaggerating. It's not 80%. Majority of the time, I'm, like, 60 to 70% at home.
How do you all set up your finances at the house?
At times, we equally exchange our money within the bills and stuff like that. Sometimes it's kind of hard with her because she has a spending problem with the nails and the makeup, and she's just bad and bougie.
Well, you know what?
It's not even that, Your Honor. I usually go and get my nails done consistently every 2 weeks, and typically it feels about $100 where we live.
Ouch.
And that's like, you know, the place that I go to. That's the place I choose to go to.
There's a generic nail shop right across the street.
Yeah,
the same stuff.
I can tell you some would disagree that there's some places that they want to go that they know is clean. They're not going to get a fungus. And
it's going
to
be done.
And here's my question. You all did not, when you were making your plan to move in together, talk about and discuss what your core values are as it relates to finances.
Yes, Your Honor.
It's really important that a couple does that before they decide to move in together. And only the two of you can determine whether or not this works for your family. So you, Ms. Bailey, have every right to want to utilize and have a higher-end lifestyle if you can afford it.
Right.
But not if you are going to be with a partner who does not agree with that high-end lifestyle. You all have to figure out if there's a compromise. Now, mind you, you, Mr. Vincent, may never agree. You might say, this is not who I am, and this is not who I want to be. And that is your right. Ms. Bailey, you have every right to say, if you can't step up and be this person, then you're not the person for me. But there are ramifications for both of those decisions.
I could be at home playing the game. She comes in from work and she just, the attitude, she slams the door. Animal attitude.
He's been at home all day and I walk in and he's sitting there playing Fortnite.
No matter what you've done all day, you could have saved a life. You could have helped every child with the homework. But if your behind is on that couch, she gonna have a problem.
Promotional consideration provided by Divorce Court. Will be right back.
It's countless things. You know, she has a terrible attitude. She has a terrible...
Talk to me about the attitude.
I could be at home playing the game, just like literally got on the game, talking to my boys. She comes in from work or she comes in from picking the kids up from school, and she just, the attitude, she slams the door. When I ask her what's wrong, she don't want to communicate that. She just want to have this just angry,
Your Honor,
animal attitude.
Tell me what the problem is, Ms. Bear.
There's times I work in retail and I'm a manager. So I'm running around 8 hours nonstop. Sometimes I don't even get a break or a chance to breathe for myself. So there's times when I get off work, I want to go home to peace. That's my peace.
Come
that's
home
my
to peace with an attitude? How's that peace?
Just have a breath. He's been at home all day and I walk in and he's sitting there playing Fortnite. And sometimes it's just, hey, but he just continues playing Fortnite. It's not like, oh, let me give you some time or, hey, how was your day?
Because I'm just so used to her attitude. You know, I'm just so used to her coming home with that demeanor that I'm already, before she even step in the door, as soon as I hear the key in the door, I already know to just protect myself and protect my energy because she's going to come in and...
I have yet to meet a partner that has the stay-at-home responsibilities, that there's not conflict when the person who works outside the home comes in the door and that stay-at-home partner is on the couch doing anything because the partner that works outside the home is irritated walking in the door because no matter what you've done all day, you could have saved a life, you could have helped every child with the homework, But if your behind is on that couch, she gonna have a problem.
Absolutely.
Or if the roles were reversed, he gonna have a problem. Knowing that, when you hear the key in the door, yo, my man, I got to go, cannot play Fortnite right now. Click, click. And because you love her and you know that's gonna be a problem. And if it's a problem for her, it's gonna be a problem for you. And if it's a problem for you, then it's a problem for y'all. And therein lies the conflict. So you can't come into the house with a funky attitude because you don't know what his day has been like.
Right.
You don't know if one of the children just finished vomiting.
Your Honor, my kids are... typically, if I'm at work, 9 times out of 10, my kids are not at the house.
They're probably at school.
Well, that or my mom's or their other side of the family. So he, you know, typically, if he's at home, he's at home by himself. It's not... He's not taking care of the kids.
No, that's not true.
Unless it's, like, the weekend, but...
And how do you all organize the household duties on the weekend? Who does what?
Me. Like, I do everything. Like I said, I'm just the male maid. The male nanny.
That's not true, Your Honor.
Ms. Bailey?
It's not that. It's the insecurities and the assumption of cheating.
What do you mean she's insecure, and well, how does it involve cheating?
I can't even go in the bathroom without her thinking there's a woman in the bathroom.
Well, I assume if it's the house you share, there would
the
not be a
secret. The house we share,
woman.
Rather if I go to the store, I go outside.
What makes her be insecure about your fidelity? Ms. Bailey, what's that about?
Your Honor, I keep myself to him. I'm with him. However, there's been multiple situations of him being with other women, talking to other women, entertaining other women. There's been women that have texted me saying that they've slept together multiple times.
That's so you've actually had women who have reported that they have been in intimate contact with your boyfriend?
Absolutely. And there's been messages in his phone multiple times. Mm-hmm. He'll download different apps to communicate with these women and delete them when I'm around.
It's crazy she says that because it's like, you know, she put out these thirst trap pictures on Instagram,
Your Honor,
her in the bathtub with her legs.
And it's my face.
I got proof. Look at that.
That's my face.
And that's a video. It's a thirst trap.
I know thirst traps. I see legs open wide. I don't see that that's evidence of flirting. But I do know that I've been talking to you about these silly accusations against her, but you have not answered my question about what you've been doing. Don't think I forgot.
If you'd like your case to be heard on Divorce Court, call us toll-free at 1-877-311-2222 or log on to our website at divorcecourt.com. Missed a show? Watch full episodes on our streaming platforms and follow us on social media for exclusive content.
I got proof. Look at that.
That's my face.
And that's a video. It's a thirst trap.
And what's the video saying?
She's moving as if she's single, as she's not monogamous.
I know thirst traps. I've seen booties up in the air. I've seen legs open wide.
She had one little countertop booty pop. She had one of those.
She's fully clothed.
Yeah, that's my work clothes, Your Honor.
I might have to zoom in a little bit.
That's my work clothes.
That's a thirst trap. So what would he like it for? Why would he be liking that then?
But here's my question. Are you showing me what her response is to his silly little emojis?
Thank you, Your Honor. There is no response.
Her response is for them to continue orbiting around.
No, excuse me. Now, are you saying to me that you have some evidence that she has responded? Because that would be a problem. I don't see that that's evidence of flirting. But I do know that I've been spending the last 7 minutes talking to you about these silly accusations against her, but you have not answered my question about what you've been doing. Don't think I forgot. I asked you about cheating.
I cheated before I stepped out, okay? And the reason why I stepped out is because I wasn't, you know, she wasn't sexually active with me at the time. On top of that, we wasn't communicating, and so I felt lonely. I felt to myself.
So I did
step out.
So you broke your monogamous vow. So something tells me, if you're still with Mr. Vincent, that you figured a way to get over that.
It's something I'm coping with and trying to heal from every day. It's not something that's easy, especially if it's something that's continuous. It's not like, oh, I stepped out this one time. it's been a very continuous
only got caught one time doing something wrong.
Support for other women.
I'm going to ask you, Mr. Vincent, not to say anything because you said you only got caught one time, which suggests that there were other times, and so you might want to hush.
And you didn't get caught one time. You got caught multiple times.
I got caught once.
And the thing about it, too, for him to say we weren't sexually active and whatnot at that time, anytime this man is in wanting of anything, I'm there to provide it for him because him to step out.
But you shouldn't have to be nervous about that. Mr. Vincent, Ms. Bailey, if you love each other, that should not be the hold, the cloud over your relationship, that I have to look under every dirt rock to make sure that you're not under there hiding with the side chick or the side dude. That's not the way a mature relationship should be.
You're right, Your
Honor. It's also not the example that you want to set for these children that you all are trying to raise together. It sounds like the two of you have real issues in the two C's, communication and control. And if you love each other, you should be willing to sit down together and try to put together a plan for the future of your family. But that's only if you love each other.
Because I love her. That's why I'm here.
How you feel about that, Ms. Bailey?
I love him too, Your Honor. I just, the trust has been broken and damaged in so many ways. But I ask for simple things as far as, please don't speak to a woman in this way or entertain a woman in this way.
I think that's fair.
That's it. That's all.
I actually don't think that's a whole lot to ask, not to cheat. Let's try to figure out what our game plan is going forward. How's that?
Okay.
I heard Ms. Bailey say that she needs some rebuilding of trust.
Yeah.
That has to happen. There's no question, Mr. Vincent, you came in here because you say your girlfriend is irresponsible, needy, messy, and additionally financially irresponsible, which is the opposite of who you are.
Yes, Your Honor.
I don't see all of those negative qualities. Yes, there's some issues. I'm not happy with the stank attitude when you come home, but we talked about how we're going to fix that.
And, Your Honor, that comes from, too. I don't know what you've been sitting here doing all day.
Because, see, I tried to figure out why they started.
They're going to insecurities.
You know? But there's a reason to be insecure when I've already found out that you were cheating because you felt lonely.
In the past, though.
Okay, but I don't know how recent that past is, Mr. Vincent. That's my point. There's always a reason for insecurity. She may be paranoid, but even a broke clock is right twice a day. Do you see what I'm saying?
That's right.
You all have to be mature enough to have these kind of tough conversations. I can't help you unless you're willing to not do tit for tat and be in an adult relationship. It's not sounding like an adult relationship. Right. Do you want this relationship to work, Mr. Vincent?
Honestly, yeah, I do.
Ms. Bailey, do you want it to work?
I do.
You hesitated.
I do. I want it to work. It's just my trust is, again, it's just very damaged.
So, Mr. Vincent, I am trying to figure out what's going to be necessary for you to rebuild the trust. You have to have a willingness to work on the relationship and the communication. You also have to give her time to reflect on the experience because she's not over the cheating incident. People can forgive. They never forget how you made them feel. That's the stage she's in right now. You have to openly apologize for it, and you can't make excuses.
Okay.
But you also have to give your partner time. And so it's not about her holding back sex. It's about you reestablishing intimacy.
Okay.
So she can trust you again. So that when you go out of her sight, she's not wondering who you're with or who you're talking to. She knows you're on your way back to her.
Okay.
I don't think that this relationship is over, but I do think you could use some help learning how to navigate what a real relationship is like. If you'd like it, I'd like to offer it because it gives you the opportunity to reflect on whether or not you're in it for the long haul. Would you like to take me up on my offer?
Absolutely.
Yes, Your Honor.
I wish you luck in your relationship. It can work, but it's time to put in some hard work. As hard as you work at your job, why don't you all work on this relationship? If it means something to you, make it work. Not just for yourselves, but for the family that you're trying to raise. Well, Robert, I think they have a shot.
They do. I mean, if you notice, I did not hear once them saying, babe, let's do a date night. Let's do that. They were so involved with each other's jobs, him at home and her at work, they had no time for each other.
They don't take time for each other. I think they have gotten into this rut of just tit-for-tat accusations rather than let's be together as a family, as a couple. If they want a relationship, they gotta put some work in.
Absolutely.
And it shouldn't be that hard.
No.
I think they love each other. Let's hope they take me up on the offer.
They should.
Made in Georgia.